welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, this is Kendra, and you're listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. For those of you that are new to our show, this is a show for couples struggling with infertility or miscarriage or the loss of a child. Maybe you're considering adoption. However creative way that God is helping you build your family, we want to go on that journey with you and encourage you to cling to Christ because He is enough. He's more than enough.
Yes, he is
good, and His character never changes. The voice you just heard is my beautiful sister in Christ, Jade, who she has been on before
as a guest
on Hannah's Heart. It has been a while, but you've
maybe
done a couple episodes.
Years?
Has it been that long?
I think.
Close. We're almost.
That's horrible.
It was early on, and we are about to hit our 2-year Hannah's Heart anniversary.
Okay, so yeah, it has been a while, yeah.
But yes, Jade is going to be filling in for us for just a couple weeks, and my lovely co-host is out spending some time with family, and Jade stepped up to the plate.
I'm glad to be
help.
Here. I'm so glad to be here. I Kendra, we've worked on a few other projects before on AFA, and we're dear friends. We're sisters in Christ, which is a joy, and I was excited when you asked me to join.
So yes.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's just nice to have a conversation because there's always different perspectives when you deal with this subject matter, and so it's just nice to have somebody whose journey and story is different. But if you have not heard Jade's stories, you can go back. We can try to put those in the description.
Yeah,
linked to a few of your episodes.
Yeah, I'm a childless stepmom.
Yes.
And we're still on the journey. We've been married, come September, it'll be 6 years.
Wow.
We still do not have children.
Yeah.
But I love that even in the beginning of the show, the
little intro.
Thank you. There's a part that you said that the goal is not, even if it's if you end up not having children, ultimately the goal is to cling to Christ and pursuing Him.
Amen.
And it's been a while. One of the reasons why it was a while that I've been back on the show, even just as just to be on with you girls, with you ladies, with you sisters.
With you girls.
Yeah. It's because I was still dealing with a lot of internal hurt and pain, but through much prayer, I'm in a better place, and it takes prayer.
You know, it's wise to not talk about something until you're ready to talk
you better
about
say
it.
That.
There's some wisdom in that.
Yes, yes.
So, and I, not that you can't talk in the midst of pain,
right?
But you have to have that go ahead from God,
right?
As you're still resolving things in your heart.
I love that, and that's what it was. Yeah. Resolving things, being honest with the Lord, and knowing that I wanted to get to a place where I could say the Lord is enough.
Yeah,
if He was to give me that baby, or not, which I we are at a place where we're like, Lord, if it's adoption, we're open to that. But those kids are expensive.
They are.
That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day.
It's kind of highway robbery, honestly.
Girl,
I'm like, where is all that money going?
That's what I'm
Where is it going?
Because I'm gonna tell you, if we ever got a baby through adoption, nobody's touching this expensive child. You know, like, that may be wrong to say.
You have to take out insurance policy.
Yeah, write a contract. Yeah. What are you doing? Have you washed your hands 20 times? Anyway, but for people who have adopted, I think it's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
And we're open to that. We'll see how the Lord opens doors, but
He's still writing your journey, and I love that, because a lot of times we have people on the show that they've, like, their journey to have kids is already over, and they found a creative way, but I love having people that are in the middle of the journey.
We're still in it. We still lean it.
In the wilderness is where your identity is formed.
Girl,
right?
It's real. But you know what? I've also learned to I'm sorry, I know we not even got on
No,
topic.
You're good.
I'm also learning to embrace the sanctification that's coming along with it. I idolize children.
Mm.
And before children, I idolize
Same
marriage.
Here. Same
it's
here.
Real. Yeah, yeah.
God can point those idols out real quickly because He says, I'm number one.
You better say
and
that,
And He can
Kendra.
Be different people. He has different ways of communicating, but sometimes He's just so subtle. He's like, am I your number one? And then sometimes He's like, holy 2x4. Hey, am I your number one? So, because it depends on who you are and how you and God communicate.
Right, right. And I have a pretty, my husband is an introvert, quiet, reserved. Yeah. I'm more outgoing. So the Lord, He's very kind with me, but He's very assertive. And I love that. He's assertive in His word, you know?
And His voice is clear.
It is. I'm not that big on that person with that still small voice. Yeah. No, the Lord is sometimes like, I am telling you, this is it. Yeah. This is my will. Yeah. But, you know, when I think about the Ten Commandments, the first two is on idolatry. Mm-hmm. And there was a book that my husband and I read about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'll make it real quick. And there was a definition they gave on idolatry. And it said, it's anything or anyone that captivates your heart, mind, and thoughts. Heart, mind, and affections more than God. Mm. And I knew that me wanting a baby was one of those. Because where we work at, everybody around our age have children. Yeah. The church I go to, everyone around our age have children. And so it was constantly in my face. But I'm able to honestly rejoice with those when the Lord blesses them with
kids. That's the test. That is the test.
I wasn't always like that. There were times I purposely did not go to some baby showers. Sure. And that's not me being selfish. I was acknowledging where I was. And I wanted
didn't want to hurt people by having the wrong heart.
Yes, and you and I've had some real raw conversations. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when relationships grow, when we are able to examine each other's heart. Because this is the thing, I believe scripture when it says that the heart of man is deceitful.
It is.
And then you also got to go to Romans 5:5, baby, where he says that the Lord has shed his love upon our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So in order for relationships to grow, for us to grow, we have to be really honest and give those hard truths.
You know, and with that, I'm so grateful for ministries that help couples like Hannah's Heart, but also there's a lot of others that come alongside them and counsel them and have even more resources that we do that put a biblical focus on this struggle. Because if you go to the world, you're going to get the heart is deceptive. They're going to say, if you just want it bad enough, you're going to get it.
Oh my goodness.
You got to have positive vibes. Positive vibes are not going to create a baby.
Girl,
for
that's
you.
Nowhere in the scriptures.
It's not.
Oh my God.
It's not. We're not guaranteed tomorrow as believers.
No, we're not.
Well, today we're going to jump into a topic that we haven't really touched on a whole lot here, but it's been heavy on my heart, and it ties in to a phase of life that you are going through right now. I want to check in on you and see how it's going. Yeah. So, the topic of the show today is being proactive in our waiting. Those two words feel like they're complete opposites. Like either you can be proactive and go like, I'm going to get a baby. I'm going to go get this fertility treatment and I'm going to be on top of this. I'm going to check off everything on my list. Or you can wait on God and just sit back and do nothing and kick your feet up. That's what the way people think about waiting and the way they think about proactive.
Chilling.
Yeah. Like
chilling.
I'm not going to, it's up to God. It's the ball is in his court. Well, okay, so we want to break down on this show. There are some things that if you are struggling with infertility specifically, that you can do, that God has given us. It is within our domain or our dominion to take control of certain areas of our life that may be, because of sin, hindering our ability to have children.
I love that.
And while a lot of times we focus on the show on waiting on God, because there are some things that are completely outside of your control. It is only God. And we don't want to be busybodies like a hamster on a wheel, just spinning, just like,
and in
panic and in like anxiety. Like, we do want to trust the Lord. Yeah. So we want to talk on the show about how do we decipher in our hearts and discern between when we're trying to take control of things that are not ours to take control of.
Ooh, that part, Kendra.
It's convicting,
preach,
right?
Kendra, preach.
And when are we not doing what God has said? I've given you free choice. Like, make good choices, and I want to bless them. So we're going to jump into that. But before we go into that conversation, a lot of this is going to talk about your health, about things that you can do in your life to maybe open doors for God to bless you biologically.
If you choose to do so.
Yes, and if that's the desire of your heart to go that direction. So a lot of this goes into hormones, into clean eating, into what we eat.
Yes.
We had Dr. Heather
Rhodes.
Yes.
Love her.
On a while ago. We have to link a lot of past shows in, in these show notes. Yeah. But she talked about specifically a woman's hormones being in balance and how huge of a part that can play in our fertility. Off air, you had shared with me that a large part of your life, you've struggled with having hormonal
imbalance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we told you about Dr. Heather. We're like, I don't know. Yeah. She seemed real smart on the show, Jade. Maybe
y'all
go talk to her. So you have followed up with her, and you're
signed
doing
up for her program.
Tell us briefly about that.
I'll make it real brief. Shout out to Dr. Heather Rhodes. Love her. So my husband does not mind me sharing this. Mm-hmm. Our infertility is a male factor.
Okay.
So I still ovulate. Yeah. I still, obviously, I mean, because when that week comes, I do believe in enjoying your husband. That's married people talk. Only if you're married, y'all. Mark's shaking his head. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. We need, that needs to be a discussion of married people pursuing that, because that's a way of worship. So ours is a male factor. However, I was dealing with a hormonal imbalance to where 2 weeks before my cycle, I dealt with this thing called PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. It is horrible. I did not always have this years ago. That's a whole nother story how this happened. So it's like PMS on steroids. And so, yes, y'all, you and Ann brought up Dr. Heather Rose, and I have tried so many things. I've seen so many doctors. I've spent so much money, me and my honey, and she's amazing. It's changing my diet, changing what I'm eating, because I also was struggling with losing weight. I've lost 30 pounds. A lot of work, y'all. To God be the glory. But I also want, I don't want to push this image of, oh, man, you want to look a certain way.
Sure.
The Lord had to really move my heart to, I want to be healthy. Yes. I want to not deal with this imbalance. And Dr. Heather, man, I'm actually still in the program. It's an 8-week program. It is worth the investment. You are worth that investment. It was just getting to a place where it was interfering with my marriage, my work, just these extreme.
And that will affect, if you're wanting to have a baby and anything is adding extra stress in that your life or your relationship, that might not be the direct cause of your fertility in your situation, but you don't need any extra stress in your life.
Girl, you know, ovulation week when you need to get busy, if you try to get pregnant, you know, it was just, it was a lot, you know, the people around are like, why she keep bringing that up? Because married people need to do it more. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
We allow.
We are a girl. That's a whole other.
We're gonna have to make that.
I love it. Can I bring this side note, ladies? It is okay if you want it more than your husbands. There is a stereotype that lies to women. That stereotype is a lie from Hades. Yeah. Do not take that. There is nothing wrong with you want it if you desire your husband. Nothing wrong. That's Bible.
It's a gift.
Man,
it's a gift.
Kendra, let me get back on topic though. That's a whole nother. Because somebody brought something to my attention and she was embarrassed to admit that. I was like, girl, there's nothing wrong with that. You're married. It worships the Lord. So, but I was dealing with rage. I was dealing with intrusive thoughts, suicidal ideation. Oh my gosh. It was so many months where I wanted to take my life, and it was due to this hormonal imbalance. Dr. Heather has grabbed me by the hand and about, I think it's like 60 some other women in this 8-week program. And she's guiding us with ways to change our diet, things that we need to implement in our diet, steps of how to bring down cortisol levels, which causes stress. And so there were things, and I have changed my diet in areas, but it was a whole nother ball game when I joined her program. And she gave us step by steps. Like every week we have a new topic that she hits on. She sends us these videos. We have live calls. We can interact with her. She gets back with us within 24 hours. She and her assistant. It is rocking my world. This past month, PMDD, I usually have, at one point it was 14 days out of the month. Another time, 7. This last 7 days. Last month, 2 days.
Amen. It's a lot better.
I'm speaking with Dr. Heather Rhodes.
A lot better.
Me and my husband, Bill, were like, what in the world?
Yeah.
And I was just, 2 days. Yeah. I will take 2 days. Amen. Now, of course, the aim is for 0.
Yeah.
But it was me having to take care of this temple that the Lord had loaned to me better.
Well, let's talk about that. Taking care of your temple, because a lot of people might have been in your situation and have just said, man, this is happening to me. God, just heal me. Just heal me, Lord. Just take this away.
And not going to the gym.
They're not going to the gym. Yeah. They're not trying to eat healthy. They're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
What would you say to that individual?
I would say this. Let's go to the Bible.
Please.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19-20. Y'all better hear me out. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? So that right there, whom I have, I got it from God. You know when you give a gift, you say to such and such from me?
Yeah.
That means I owned it, but I'm giving it to you now.
Yes.
Whom you have from God, and that you are not your own. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. What I would say to that person, first of all, you got to ask the Lord to change that perspective of, this is not my body. He loaned it to me. I'm supposed to be a good steward. How many times have any of us been horrible stewards of this temple, eating junk food, you know?
That prayer was like, you're eating Cheetos and you're like, God bless this food to our body.
Right.
He's not going to bless your Cheetos. What you think? Nah, get you some carrots,
girl. I'm telling you. Yeah. I met a lady.
Not that you can't ever have Cheetos.
Yes.
Nah, that you can't.
And Dr. Heather Rhodes, y'all, we are shouting her out here. Y'all better find her on Instagram. I'm sure Hannah's Heart page on Instagram has her marked. She talks about treating yourself, but not overindulging.
Yes.
You know, because I'll never forget one day I was at Kroger and I was getting these vegetables, and this lady saw me. She said, "Girl, I just can't eat all them vegetables, honey. Girl, I got honey." And I said, "But it's so good for you." She's, "I just don't like it." I said, "But you can teach your body to like it."
You can. That's a great point.
Because I didn't always, y'all, I eat things that there was a time I didn't even grow up eating. Mm-hmm. Butternut squash. Mm-hmm. My mama didn't make that. You know, like all these other things. But I taught myself, and I prayed about it, though. I was like, "Lord, help change the way I'm eating."
Yeah.
And it was a fervent, consistent type of thing of me praying. And to the point where now I find myself eating because I'm like, this is good for my body.
Yes.
It may not be the taste buds I want, but it's good for the temple that the Lord has longed
Amen. Let's talk about that, because I do think that we're not encouraging a stereotype of you got to be on the cover of the magazine this flawless body in order for God to bless you with a child. That's not what we're saying
Thank you. Thank you.
But let's look at what science does say about the effects of obesity on fertility.
Yes.
If you've never Googled it, you need to be aware of the fact that when our body is carrying excess weight, that it was not meant to carry it, that has an effect on everything in our life, including our fertility. Mm-hmm. And this is not saying that you can't have some extra fluff and get pregnant, because
like
we
fluff.
All got some fluff.
I like a little fluff personally.
Right.
I don't want to be a stick. That's just me, though.
But if you are trying to prepare to have a child, let me tell you, having just had a baby,
you
get
great,
your body in order now, because pregnancy will wear you down.
Yeah.
And it is hard, especially the older we get. It's hard on our bodies.
Yeah.
And so prepare for having a family like you would prepare for running a marathon.
That's
because
good.
However God blesses you, if it is a biological, or I'm gonna tell you, if you adopt a baby, you're gonna be chasing those little boogers.
I was just about to say that. You gotta have energy.
You have got to be have your temple in order.
Yes, Lord.
What did Jesus do when he came and he saw that the temple was filled with all the things that it wasn't? He drove them out with a whip, right?
Come on.
We have to drive from us that which is not good for our physical temples.
Yes.
And that is a commitment. I've got
that.
A list here of some different ways that you can be proactive about your fertility from a physical body standpoint.
Okay.
So we talked about weight, right? Again, that's not about hitting a specific number on the scale. It is about health and balance in your life.
I love that.
Health. You go ahead, please.
I want to add this. Sometimes be careful with that scale. That scale can be a psychological trick from the enemy too, because you're adamant about, I want to be this. I really want to push. There's nothing wrong with getting on it from time to time. I would even push for maybe once a week, because I was getting obsessed over that scale. But I really want to push. The aim is to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The aim is to be healthy, to build up the energy, to build up where you have a stamina and you're able to get through the day without taking an afternoon nap.
And I will say this too. Everything counts. You might not get to what your goal is, but I spoke with a woman recently that she was overweight. She lost a few pounds and was still overweight, but the minute she kind of hit this certain number, her body kind of balanced and she was able to conceive. So if you're thinking, I'm never going to be Miss Skinny Minnie, it doesn't matter. Every little thing that you do is helping to bring your body in order as you worship the Lord even through that.
Oh, that's good, Kim.
Next one on the list, healthy nutrition.
Yes.
Talk to me, Jade.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm trying to be mindful because this is Dr. Heather Rhodes' business, but healthy nutrition is big. I'm trying to be mindful because
everybody has different strategies to how they do this.
I believe it's okay for me to at least share this. So she's huge on building up that metabolism. In order to do that, you got to eat 3 meals a day. Y'all, I was intermittent fasting like nobody's business before this program. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I wanted to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And that's all I was doing. So I was not eating enough. So she's huge on that, as well as getting those healthy fats in. That's your olive oil, your coconut oil, your coconut milk. Getting in your fiber. Mm-hmm. I was, oh my gosh. Okay, so I have a bowel disease called ulcerative colitis. Mm-hmm. For 6 years, I've dealt with this bowel disease. I was not going to the restroom on a regular. Constipation, all this. Since doing Dr. Heather Rhodes, I have a BM every day. Watch somebody be like, that is so inappropriate. Listen, people, this is our bodies, okay?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But because of this program of getting in a healthy fat, fiber, veggie, And the last one is protein. Mm-hmm. You got to get that meat in. I know some people are just like, oh, I don't like a whole lot of meat. Mm-hmm. Look, there's get your steak sometimes. Yeah. Eggs has protein. You've got to do your part. Mm-hmm. And again, my mindset is, Lord, you loan me this temple. Yeah. The scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. He said it, the Holy Spirit who mm-hmm. is in you, whom you have from God, mm-hmm. that you are not your own. Mm-hmm. Paul said, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in Amen. Me. You know what I mean? So we have to take ownership and own up and repent. Father, mm-hmm. I haven't done my part.
Yeah.
Lord, help me. This is how faith works. It says faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. So if you're desiring something, and if it's biological children, but keep this in mind, be open with an open hand. Lord, if it's adoption, you need energy to care for these babies. So Lord, help me to know what parts I need to do.
And ask the Lord to give you wisdom, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Let me tell you, the industries that make things will lie to you.
It's a money industry.
Because they want your money. So what I'm saying here is there are some people that just because the Cheerios box has a symbol that says heart healthy on it doesn't mean you can eat a whole box every morning and think that you're going to be great. I would encourage people this, because I know there's a lot of fad diets. There's a lot of different things.
So many diets.
If you are doing something and it's not working, look at the results and ask the Lord to give you wisdom and go to his word and do your research. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? God has designed our bodies to function a certain way. There is truth out there, and we have a God who is the source of all truth.
Yes, Lord.
So he can help you navigate all of that. Don't just buy into something because it expects quick results.
Oh, Kendra, because you didn't get the way you... I'm sorry, I get so excited.
That She's smacking right this mic here.
I know, I'm sorry. Look, Marty probably like, they need to be careful with that mic. No, because look, you didn't get to where you are unhealthy overnight.
Right.
So you're not going to get to that place of being healthy.
Don't think of it overnight. As a diet.
This
think
is
of it
a crock pot. Lifestyle. Right. This is not a microwave. And I know we live in a microwave world. We got social media. Yeah. You know, you've got to change that mindset because you didn't get here overnight and nourish that body. Yes. You know, God. Oh, woo.
Yes. I love that.
Next thing on my list is that we have to have healthy habits.
Yes.
So this involves things like not smoking, not drinking.
Keep it real.
And sleeping. On a regular schedule.
That's huge.
So some of you are like, I don't do those things. But if you do have a problem of smoking or other addictions in your life and you're trying to conceive, that has a very negative impact on that. And those things, I get it. Like, addictions are hard to change. But through the power of God, you can break those.
The power of God and an accountability partner. Don't do that by yourself.
Yeah.
God didn't call you to live by yourself. So get someone to walk alongside you.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I love that.
But sleeping has a huge impact on our health.
Can I bring this up?
Please.
I have dealt with insomnia for over a year. Since doing Dr. Heather Rhodes. Yeah. We're just shouting her out here. Yeah. I sleep without having to take something.
And what you eat and sleep, they're like the both sides of the coin that work together to help you.
That is huge.
So
that is
huge. Stress is one of the main factors that can cause you to have trouble with infertility. Absolutely. And what causes undue stress? We all have stress in our life. Stuff's going to happen. You can't keep your dog from, you know, messing up in your living room. Like, stuff's going to just happen.
Right.
But there is stuff that you do have control over. And so if you are trying to conceive, and there are so many factors of stress in your life, have a regular bedtime. Start putting order in your life.
Yes. Set those boundaries where you're adamant, where you turn that phone off. Mm-hmm. Such and such can wait.
Yes.
I promise you it's not going anywhere. You know, like, set those boundaries. And I love that. Have a routine of going to bed. That has rocked my world. My sleep. Y'all, I'm dreaming now.
I love it.
I heard someone say once that when you dream in your sleep, that's mean you're in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
I dream now because it's just like literally dreaming, not dreaming of something to do. I'm sleeping and I'm dreaming because I'm sleeping now. Yeah. My body was not, I was in a year of insomnia. Y'all, oh my gosh. Yeah.
So that's huge. Another factor is clean products. The more I look
into this.
I
feel like you're
better
at that than I am.
Girl, I met my husband and he started doing all this research.
Okay.
And let me tell you, when I was a kid, I thought that people that ate organic
that they were
or
weird.
Didn't drink from plastic bottles, I thought they were stuck up.
Oh, did you?
I did. I thought, don't you have money to throw around? Like, we drink tap water at my house, so people that drink from bottled water, I was like, oh, you're going to buy water?
I thought the same thing, and I'm going to keep it even more 100. You know I like keep it more. I thought it was only white people that did that. I'm not going to lie.
Right?
So, but I'm getting there myself.
Here's what I'm learning. We live in a fallen
world.
I'm
not racist, people, okay?
But we live in a very fallen world.
We do.
And the effects of that go into things that you might not have knowledge of, right? So what are you putting on your hair? What kind of makeup are you using?
Yes.
If you read the Epic Times, they did an article a while back where they broke down some of the cancer-causing, you know, carcinogen things.
Girl.
And they specifically talked about how these things and these products are affecting our fertility, and nobody is studying
it. Like plastic bottles.
Plastics, like the bad kinds of plastics, and seed oils.
Stop it.
So many things, friends. So many things that have been polluted by greed. If you really go to the heart of it, it's been polluted by greed. God created food to be a blessing to us, but not everything we put in our mouth.
I love that you're bringing that up about the thing, because I thought about this once. My mom is one of 10. And there's only one baby daddy. You know what I mean? I say like one of 10. She's in her 60s. And back in the day, people didn't have as much issues with fertility like we do now. Have you noticed that?
Oh, the infertility rates are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And nobody is researching it. Why? Because they are being suppressed by the big companies.
No way.
We're going to have to make this a part two.
We're going to have to.
I have like so many things to scroll down.
Sorry, we didn't
and keep talking
to.
About. But this is wonderful. Jade, thank you so much.
Thank you for
your perspective.
Yeah.
We will have you again next week.
I love this.
We will discuss further how we can be proactive in our waiting, how we can trust the Lord, but also do that which he's called us. Thank you guys so much for listening to Hannah's Heart. Please take this. I hope this puts a fire under your bones. If God is calling you to take steps, to take control of your temple, to do that, not out of fear, but out of faith.
Amen.
And we pray you have a wonderful week.